Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Carter Diamond. Before the Cartel, He Stood Alone by Ashley Anjaquavis. This book is read by Carrie Height. Chapter 1. Flint, Michigan, 1980. The sounds of Curtis Mayfield sounded through the jukebox's speakers, echoing throughout the empty locksmith shop. The soundtrack to every ghetto boy, girl, man, and woman pounded out of the speakers and was a perfect fit for Flint at that time. The only soul in the building was a slim 17-year-old kid. A toothpick hung slightly out of the left side of his mouth as he carefully mopped the floor, making sure he didn't miss a spot. His foot rhythmically tapped the floor as he finished up his 10-hour shift. The sun was just setting, barely providing lights on the streets of Flint, Michigan. Carter looked at the clock and saw that it was a couple of strokes before 8 p.m. He couldn't wait to clock out. It had been a long day, and he wanted nothing more than to kick his feet up in relaxation. Carter, the only child to a dope fiend mother, had bigger plans than that hot, sweaty shop that he slaved at. He knew he wanted more out of life than the meager wages he earned. There had to be a bigger picture than the small one he saw outside of his dirty window. His only mission was to find out how to make it out of the ghetto. Carter heard someone entering through the back, and his eyes shot towards the rear of the shop. Seconds later, a large Dominican man entered. It was the owner, Hector, and he had a mafioso swagger as he slowly walked in. He was well.